This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva yesterday. In a statement, Prime Minister's office informed that during their telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defence, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi further recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take India-Brazil strategic partnership to new heights. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City. The Cabinet has also adopted five principles for ending the war in Gaza, which includes disarming of Hamas, return of all the hostages, the living and the dead, demilitarization of Gaza, Israeli security control in Gaza, and establishment of a civil administration that is neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. Official statements said the Israeli Defense Forces IDF will prepare for taking control of Gaza City while distributing humanitarian assistance to the civilian population outside the combat zones. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin in Moscow yesterday. Earlier in the day, Mr. Doval held talks with Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu. Speaking on the occasion, the National Security Advisor said, India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship. He said both sides had high-level engagement and these engagements have contributed very substantially. The NSA also said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon and the dates are almost finalized. However, no specific date or timeline has been indicated about the visit.
We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. These summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will today inaugurate the construction work of a grand temple dedicated to Goddess Sita at Punari Dham in Sitamarhi district of Bihar. The foundation stone laying ceremony and Bhumi Pujan for the grand temple will take place this afternoon amidst chanting of Vedic mantras. On this occasion, Amit Shah will also address a public gathering. The Election Commission has rebutted the claims made by Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, wherein he alleged manipulation in the voter list. In a social media fact check, Election Commission termed these allegations as misleading, saying that if Mr. Gandhi believes what he is saying is true, then he should sign the declaration or oath as per the elections rule. The commission also said that if Leader of Opposition does not believe in what he is saying, then he should stop arriving at absurd conclusions and misleading the citizens of the country. India has recorded more than 1.31 lakh foreign tourist arrivals, FTAs, for medical purposes from January to April 2025, accounting for approximately 4.1% of total FTAs during the period. This was stated by Union Minister for Tourism and Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. Over the past 5 years, Bangladesh has emerged as the top source country for medical tourists, with 4.82 lakh arrivals in 2024, followed by Iraq, Somalia, Oman and Uzbekistan. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for very heavy rainfall in Arunachal Pradesh today. IMD said that Arunachal Pradesh will experience heavy rainfall at isolated places till Monday. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over the remaining parts of Northeast along with Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The weather agency said that thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds is very likely at isolated places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and Sikkim today. It also said widespread rainfall is very likely over most of the parts of the country except Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada. And that is the end of this news bulletin.